You're listening to Morning Edition from Red River Radio. I'm Chuck Smith. This week, commentator Gary Joyner remembers the B-52 bomber and why its history matters.
Do you have any piece of technology in your home or office that was introduced in 1952? My guess is that it's probably not much of a chance. We in America value new and technological advances. In the last 50-plus years, we have been so great that it's common to just toss out the old and bring in the new. One thing that has stood the test of time was introduced on April 15, 1952. On the very day that the U.S. taxpayers were dropping their tax returns into mailboxes across the country, they were receiving news of something that today seems to have offered them a very good return on their dollar, the B-52 Stratofortress. The very name B-52 Stratofortress seems to reflect power and might and success, and in fact, it has been one of the most successful airplanes to have ever been part of the U.S. Air Force. No other airplane in the history of the U.S. has remained in service for as long as the B-52. The plane was fondly called the Buff, which the manufacturer, Boeing, indicates stands for Big Ugly Fat Fellow, though crew members have another version. The Buff was the first long-range, high-altitude, swept-wing bomber and was a valuable tool in the Cold War because its range would allow for the delivery of atomic bombs to the doorsteps of our enemies. Later, in the 1960s, it was a powerful force in the Vietnam War, using not atomic weapons, but conventional ones. In 1963, the 2nd Bomb Wing of the 8th Air Force moved to Barksdale Air Force Base, where it was equipped with B-52s. In most recent times, the B-52 has been modified, ever advancing the internal technology, but keeping the same basic design. Updates have included new avionics, data link communications, electronic defense, and offensive systems, more power, and fuel-efficient turbofan engines. Some who live in the vicinity of Barksdale Air Force Base need no description of this plane, which weighs about 480,000 pounds. It has quite a presence in the wild blue yonder as it takes off or lands and the dark exhaust trailing from its 8 engines. The first B-52 arrived in Barksdale in August 1958. 5 years later, the Air Force relocated its 2nd bomb wing to Barksdale, and along with it, more B-52s came to our region. Continuous upgrades in technology have allowed the plane to be used in combat and peacekeeping operations for decades. From 1965 to 1975, the 2nd bomb wing supported combat operations in Southeast Asia. Later, it supported missions in other parts of the world, the Persian Gulf, the Balkans, and in Iraq and Afghanistan. In fact, in 1991, 7 B-52s executed what was, at the time, the longest combat mission in aviation history, from Barksdale to the Persian Gulf, where they launched cruise missiles against strategic targets in and around Baghdad, Iraq. Today, they remain a viable and important part of the military's peacekeeping arsenal. One newcomer to one of the tonier residential developments in Bossier City complained to officials about the noise of the powerful engines as the planes landed and took off. What she obviously didn't understand was that the planes had been there long before her home was built. As one respondent said, "Ma'am, that's the sound of freedom. And freedom and the B-52 that defends it are two reasons why history matters."
Dr. Gary Joyner is an associate professor and director of the Department of History and Social Sciences at LSU Shreveport and is featured each Tuesday morning at 7:45 on Red River Radio.